BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Hey! Radio 1 Breakfast.
One. With Greg James.
Hello, Friday podcasters. It's Greg James here. The best bits of the breakfast show are incoming. Sounded like I was about to say the best presenter, didn't it, just then? I didn't. That was just a mistake. Yeah, sure. Let's start with the opener of today's breakfast show. Well, as Faisal Islam from Newsnight would say...
Well, it's been quite the week.
Hasn't it just? The week where Stuart Broad shouted at a moving camera whilst playing cricket.
Stop moving the robot!
Yeah. We've all lost our heads, haven't we? Train spotter Francis Bourgeois did a song.
Today, I'm saying goodbye to Class 456s.
For the Class 456s, a week after he'd just been hanging out with Joe Jonas near Milton Keynes. Someone shouted, no, during the news.
They deny reports in the newspaper that the plan to show
no.
up... It's called Operation Big Dog.
We found out that Rebel Wilson had a poo on someone's garden.
Like, I was trying to hold it in, I couldn't. So I'm like, I'm just going to have to go in somebody's front yard.
And we had an amazing game of sit down, stand up with Scott Mills, where he phoned his friend, Sky's political editor, Beth Rigby, but she was quite busy.
Oh my God, Beth just texted me back.
Saying what?
Can I call you later? About to go into number 10.
Are you kidding me? Okay, and we're off. So let's now go to Emily, who was our wrong-uns contestant for today. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Nice to have you back on the breakfast show.
Thank you.
Bit of a regular these days, aren't you?
I know, I love it.
So we pick one of our favourite. I don't want to say that we have favourites on the show. I said one of our favourite callers of the week because I've just heard
You can tell me.
I just got a message from Ant the Tipper Trucker who said, "Greg, you haven't called me. I thought I was your favourite." You're all my favourites, but we can only pick one for wrong-uns, and we really enjoyed chatting to you yesterday, Emily. So. Can I just check that you've got a biscuit on your person?
Oh, I don't have one today.
Well, what happens if some boys laugh at you during wrong-uns?
Oh, no. What am I going to do?
So,
I've got a hairbrush.
That will make sense to not everyone, because not everyone was listening yesterday. But why? Tell us why you're on the show and talking about biscuits and boys.
It's because I got really embarrassed one time when I was younger in middle school and crushed a biscuit on a boy's head. It's like a way to get my anger out.
Yeah, it's good. You've got to have a release, haven't you, at some point? So, is it icy where you are this morning?
Yeah, it actually is.
Okay. So be careful that if you are sliding in a puddle, that there are no horrible boys hanging around watching you, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to do wrong-uns. Are you familiar with the format of wrong-uns?
I am, yeah.
Good, okay. So we're going to give you loads of stupid questions, and all I need are wrong answers from you, please, Emily. What are what are you doing today apart from being on wrong-uns? What's on the agenda?
I'm going to work later on, but I'm waiting in for like 5 different people to come to the house because we've just got a new house.
Oh.
So I'm waiting for like an oven man to come, a washing machine man to come.
Really, we need that to be one person's job, really, to do everything. Have you got your broadband sorted? Because that's always a big faff, isn't it?
No, that's coming today.
Oh, it's so annoying, isn't it? But congratulations on the new house, though. That's exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, let's do wrong-uns. We have 60 seconds on the clock. Loads of wrong answers, please. No passes, no swearing. And the answer has to be sort of related to the question. Here we go. Your time starts now. What did I give away on Jan Slam this morning?
Pineapples.
What did Alan Sugar do to one of the apprentice candidates last night?
Gave him an award for having the best biscuits.
Correct. Actually, I'd like you to sing me this nursery rhyme. Mary had a little lamb.
And also a reindeer.
Great. How many bananas are there in the world?
Two.
Incorrect. Who's the head of the royal family?
North Fielding.
What accessory do you wear on top of your head?
Your shoes.
What is Cristiano Ronaldo most famous for?
Strictly Come Dancing.
What do you normally fill a bath with?
Wine.
Who co-hosts Radio 1 with Molly King?
Oh my God. Jim Carrey.
What is 5 times 5?
6 billion.
And who is the Prime Minister?
Johnny Depp.
Wow. Out of the frying pan. Okay. let me just count your score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 there! 11!
Hey, that's pretty good, that.
Yeah. What a world. We've got Johnny Depp as the Prime Minister and Noel Fielding as the Queen.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's good, that, isn't it? I think he'd be... He'd be a really wacky king, wouldn't he, Noel Fielding?
Yeah.
I'd really like it, yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on today. 11 points scored on the quiz. It really means nothing, but it means everything that you're having a nice time with
me.
Us. Yeah, well, and to me, it's been nice to have you on a couple of times this week, Emily. And congrats again on your new house. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you very much.
So good luck with the... Send my regards to the oven man, the washing machine man, the broadband person. Who else are we waiting for?
I think there's a bed coming today as well.
The bed person. Okay, great. Well, busy day ahead of you for today. Have a great weekend and we'll speak soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Emily. Bye-bye. And from wrong'uns, let's have some animal news. Breaking animal news. What is it? A cow that can't moo. Breaking animal news for you. No, it's not that.
It's better.
Breaking animal news. What? Is it a baboon with a flute? No. Breaking animal news for you. Okay, the headline, which I was sent many, 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 many times this morning and last night. Stranded dog saved from rising tide after rescuers attach sausage to drone.
Incredible.
Read that. I thought, I'm interested. Let's read on. You've seen this, obviously, as well. People sent it to you, didn't they?
Obsessed with this story. It's so good.
As the tide rose, it began to look perilous for Millie the Jack Russell Whippet Cross, who had defied the efforts of police, firefighters and coast guards to pluck her from treacherous mudflats. So the rescuers had to think imaginatively and came up with the idea of attaching a sausage to a drone in the hope of the scent would treat... The scent of the treat would tempt Millie to safety.
Which is genius, I might add.
Unbelievable idea. So big ups to Denmead Search and Rescue Team with their drones.
Mm-hmm.
And the video, there's not many good videos knocking around, but I have found one which has not got any audio, annoyingly. Mm. But the video is from the perspective of the drone.
Of so the you, sausage?
Yeah, it basically is...
Sausage cam.
It's sausage cam. So you just see the string and the sausage dangling. So what they try and do is they dangle it towards the dog and then they dangle it away to try and get the dog
to
move in that direction. It's like a mega version of what I have to do at about 5:30 every morning with Barney, my dog, which is to try and get him out to the back garden for a wee. So I dangle a treat over his sleeping nose and he goes... And if he's interested, he'll go up and I'll go, whoa, move it, whoa, whoa.
How you go?
Walk into the kitchen and go, whoa, it's over here, the tree's over here.
Maybe you should get yourself a drone, Greg. Save yourself a job in the morning.
You could probably time it, couldn't you?
You probably could, you know.
You could get an automatic drone that just leads him out to the garden.
Takes Barney for a wee every morning.
So, yeah, it's even better when you read through the proper story because the detail...
Oh my God, the details on this story are amazing. I think my favourite quote of the whole article is from one of the drone rescue team who describes how one of the local residents on the beach where we were flying supplied us with the sausages. I think they were from Aldi. I love that detail.
Also, think about the resident who had to cook the sausages under that pressure.
Wow.
Have you ever cooked a banger with that much stress?
Probably not.
How would you do it? If you were going to do it, if you had a... Right, picture the scene. There's a dog stuck on the mud flats, Roisin.
The jeopardy.
We need sausages. You, cook us some sausages. Do you have a hob? How would you do it? You oven or you grill?
I'd fire up the hob. I'd get the pan on. I'd whack the sausages in.
Right, you're sizzling.
I'd probably cook it on like the hottest heat. They'd be burnt on the outside, but... It needs to be done quickly.
Yeah, beggars can't be choosers.
The dog's not
going to
mind.
No, they wouldn't mind. They would not mind at all. You'd have to blowtorch them probably for speed, really.
Yeah.
So that's that. And by the way, it only bloody worked, didn't it?
The dog got saved.
Yeah, so because Millie was hungry, it worked, apparently.
I love this was like their final resort because she was scared of them trying to approach her by a boat or whatever, but she just didn't question a flying drone bringing her a sausage. She was like, this is undeniably good.
To be honest, neither would I. If someone was outside the BBC when I leave today with a drone and a sausage on the end, I think I'd follow them to wherever they wanted me to go. As long as I got the sausage.
Maybe cheese would work better for you.
Yeah, just if you dangle some cheese on a drone near me, I'll be yours. You can be my keeper. So anyway, Someone from the Denmead search and rescue team said, because Millie was hungry, it worked at luring her away from the danger to higher ground. And I quote, we certainly would consider using sausages again.
Great!
Part of the rescue team now.
What a great, great bit of animal news to finish the week. And we're pleased that Millie has gone to safety.
Yeah.
And thank you for your participation on Animal News this week, Roisin. If you spot anything over the weekend, please bring it to our attention on Monday.
I, of course, will.
And that goes for everyone listening right now. You can email your animal news at any time of the day or night. You can tweet it to me, you can Instagram it, you can email greg.james@bbc.co.uk. Sorry if that made you hungry, but why don't you go and treat yourself to some sausages or perhaps a vegetarian alternative? Also today, it's time for the quiz. Good morning, quizzers!
Morning.
Hey! So we have Captain Neve, we have Kirsty, we have Danielle, we have Saoirse, and we have Natasha, who is going to be Friday's contestant. Captain Neve, what a week it's been. We started on Monday with news of, well, you were the person who made a scarecrow of me once upon a time, but it's been great to have you on the show and talk to you in real life. How do you reckon the team's done this week?
Yeah, I mean, we could have done better. I'm joking.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, yeah.
Really,
it's a lot of pressure.
You're putting a downer on it then? You don't think it's been that good?
Yeah, well, I think it's been great. I was only messing with them, but yeah, they've been really good.
You got a 13, we got Kirsty on 13, we had Danielle with 10, Saoirse yesterday with another 10. There were some bonus points flying around for good performances, even if you didn't know the questions on the quiz. How do you feel that Natasha's going to do today?
Oh, she says she's not going to do well, but I think she might be a bit of a dark horse.
Okay.
And pass us all.
Well, Natasha, morning to you. How are you doing?
Morning. So, not too bad, James.
Not too bad. So let's talk about your winning track. What are we going to go for if you get more than 13 today?
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
Okay. And Kirsty, what's your one if you win?
Tell Me Something Good, Ewan McVicar.
Oh, Ewan McVicar,
it's for my kids, so they chose it.
Okay, well, don't pull on the heartstrings so that we get yours on.
Yeah, Natasha, this is unique.
And Neve, what about your one?
But Fly, obviously.
Okay, so let's play a song and then get Natasha on for the quiz on The Breakfast Show. It's the final one of the week and we're ready to go. Next!
Radio 1 Breakfast. One! With Greg James.
And let's get on with the quiz. Natasha is back on. Good morning, Natasha!
Morning.
Good morning. So you are one of the five sisters on the quiz team, the Quizzer Sisters. Great name for the team, by the way. And tell us about you, Natasha. What do you do?
I'm a software developer.
A software developer, but also a part-time horse, I hear.
Used to be. I retired.
A retired horse. Oh, that's sad. But a great inning. So this was when you were a kid, obviously. I was told by Neve that you used to think you were a horse. And, what age was this?
Between 8 and 10.
That's great.
I used to go horse riding, so I was obsessed.
Okay, so apparently you acted like a horse for several weeks, it says here.
Yeah.
Great. Tell us about your cat as well. How long have you had your cat for, and what's the name?
It's coming up to 2 years now. He's called Levi.
So sort of a lockdown pet, right?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Oh, nice. And how's he doing? How's Levi doing?
He's watching me right now, probably going to judge me.
That's good. Yeah, I've actually asked him to be the adjudicator on the quiz to check that you're not cheating in your house. So that's why he's doing that. Okay, Natasha, we have a load of questions about stuff that happened yesterday. It is yesterday's quiz. Your score to beat is 13. If you get more than 13, then we play Imagine Dragons Radioactive. That will be your track. So should we go for it?
Yeah.
We've got some dingers then, I think. Where's the dinger boy? Dinger boy! There he is. Here we go. Your time starts now. Which Scottish tennis player got knocked out of the Australian Open yesterday?
No idea, Andy Murray.
It was Andy Murray. Yesterday on the show, Alison won tickets to see Adele in Hyde Park. In which English capital city?
London.
Yes, which actor was spotted shooting for the upcoming Luther spin-off movie for Netflix? Who's Luther?
Keanu
Who's
Reeves.
Luther? No, it's Idris Elba. Idris Elba. Who played yesterday's quiz yesterday?
Saoirse.
She did, yes. Which Easy On Me singer tearfully postponed her Las Vegas residency last night?
Adele.
Correct. Which animated man and dog were announced to be coming back with a new film in 2024?
Wallace and Gromit.
Yes. Algeria were knocked out of the African Cup of Nations last night. Spell Algeria.
Algeria.
Yes. It's reported that tannoy announcements on which mode of transport are going to be silenced as passengers complain they're annoying and repetitive.
train.
Yes, Arsenal lost which against which Merseyside team in the EFL
Liverpool.
Cup? Yes, yes.
Arsenal.
No, no, it was Liverpool. You're fine. Yesterday was National Cheese Lovers Day. Name any type of cheese.
Wensleydale.
Yes. What time was it this time yesterday?
7:23.
It was. Liverpool will face which London team in the EFL Cup final?
Arsenal.
No, it's Chelsea. Which Australian actress, famous for her roles in Lord of the Rings and Elizabeth, revealed she dressed up as her children's teacher during lockdown?
No idea.
Name an actor. Just name someone.
Amy Lee.
No, it's Kate Blanchett. Which British dame said she would have to pass on being the doctor if she was offered the role? Yes, let me give you one more because there was a slight miscommunication on the football question. Let's go for this one. Okay, let me pick a good one. Which vegetable flowered too late for Christmas and is now going to be sold off cheap this January? Is it potatoes or cauliflowers?
Potatoes.
It was cauliflowers. Oh, it was cauliflowers. I was trying to make saying the word cauliflowers as tense as possible there. That was a really good performance. And let's get everyone back on. And team, Natasha got 12 points. So that means that Niamh and Kirsty win the week with 13. So let's play one of the songs. We'll start off with Captain Neves and we'll start off with McFly. Yes, congratulations. Every day on the show, I get you up to date with all the latest things, and here are the things from today. Okay, and let's start with this really fun little bit from BBC Radio 6 Music on Lauren Laverne's Breakfast Show. She played a little trailer for the actor Martin Freeman's new drama, The Responder. And it's sort of gone mad on Twitter, this, because it's got a really interesting ending. It's all very tense, and then...
New drama on BBC One, starring Martin Freeman.
Do you want to be a good Bobby? The job has ruined me.
You're a car crash of a human being.
Get back.
This is life on the front line.
She said I had a knife, but it was for me beans.
You are?
It was for me beans. It does make me want to watch the show, though, so I guess it's worked. Other news today, big music news, the Adele news that she's had to postpone her Las Vegas residency, and she was very, very tearful last night on Instagram.
Hiya, listen, I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together in time and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID.
Fortunately, Adele has assured her fans that she'll be back, and of course we wish her all the best and send her love. It's a tricky time. Look, there's still a pandemic raging and things are up in the air, so you can't have any complaints about that, can you? And it will happen at some point.
We're on it. We're going to reschedule all of the dates. We're on it right now. And I'm going to finish my show. And I'm going to get it to where it's supposed to be.
Seems like a good moment to play Adele's advice back to her, right?
Trust the process, go with your gut, and it's also Friday, so it's the weekend, so cheer up.
So, Adele, it'll all be fine. Trust the process, go with your gut. And finally, you might have seen on TikTok, there's a guy called Cole Anderson James, and he basically does great lip syncing to lots of old Ricky Gervais performances. He's 24 years old, is Cole Anderson James, and he loves Ricky Gervais. He loves Gervais in The Office as David Brent, and he often lip syncs over the top of things like...
What's your tipple?
Vodka and Coke.
Me, lager. Finchy, lager. Gareth, lager, sometimes cider, so different drinks for different needs.
So Cole, 24-year-old Cole Anderson James, loves Ricky so much that he's been tagging him in every single post that he's done. Ricky's seen it and actually invited him to do an audition for the latest series of Afterlife, which is on Netflix at the minute, for Series 3, and he made it in. He does appear in the series. Incredible. And now they're like actual pals. And I'm not jealous at all.
Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
That's it. It's always shorter on a Friday, isn't it? It's always shorter. A bit more music. A bit more bangers. I'll be back on Monday with another Jan Slam prize, which is two tickets to go backstage at Top Gear, meet the lads, talk about cars, and that'll be given away at 8 o'clock Monday morning. And what else have I got to tell you? Oh yeah, we're doing Is It Just Us? We've got a really fun Is It Just Us from Tom, which we'll do on Monday at 8:40, or just on the podcast as well. Plus loads of other fun. And I bid you a fair and great weekend. Bye.
The Footballers Football Podcast with Mikel Antonio and Callum Wilson.
What we want to try and do is tell you things from a current footballer's perspective. We live, sleep, breathe the game day in, day out. To get our view is obviously something that's a little bit different.
I hate pre-season. I pull up to pre-season day one and then I go, when's the first game? And I count down every single day the Premier League starts. I'm Mikel Antonio.
I'm Callum Wilson, and this is the Footballers Football Podcast.
Listen only on BBC Sounds.